You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Now, we need to emphasize, brethren, that we must avoid this heresy, these lies, that there is an end-time message. There is nothing like end-time message. In fact, some people are coming up now, and they will come to you and ask you, are you aware of the end-time message? There is even a message they have designated as end-time message. If you are preaching scripture, some people will even call you end-time preachers. There is nothing like end-time preachers. There is nothing like end-time message. There is only one gospel, and that gospel will be consistent throughout all generations. Jesus said, this gospel, it means that it will not change. The same gospel that Jesus began to preach, that all the 12 disciples of Jesus preached, that all the brethren preached, that Paul preached, is the same gospel we are preaching today. Is the same gospel we would have to preach till the end of the world. There is no new gospel. There is no end-time gospel. It is still this gospel of the kingdom. There is only one gospel. In fact, in Galatians chapter 1, the scripture says, even if an angel comes to you and preach another gospel, let him be accursed. Please beware of people that goes about talking about end-time message. There is no end-time message. God has only one message. And that message is Christ and Him crucified. And that message is the message that will be preached to the end of the world. He says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. So another gospel will not be preached. It is this same gospel that will be preached in North America, that will be preached in Australia, that will be preached in Africa, that will be preached in Europe, that will be preached in South America, that will be preached in the Caribbean, that will be preached in the Middle East. It is still this same gospel, just this same gospel. There is no end-time message. There are no end-time preachers. There is no new revelation of the end-time. All of these are orchestrations of Satan to deceive people, to shift their attention from the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am not preaching an end-time message. I am preaching the gospel of the kingdom. It is a gospel of the kingdom. And I pray God will give us understanding of what that in itself means. It's not a doctrine. It is not a man's view. It is a gospel of the kingdom of God. So, brethren, there is no end-time message. There is only one gospel. And that gospel must be preached. Jesus said, and then shall the end come. It means that that gospel shall be preached till the end. Till the end, it will not change. Till Jesus will appear in the sky and his saint will be raptured to join him in the sky. It is one gospel that will be preached, and it is the gospel of the kingdom of God. No other gospel. It is the message of Christ and him crucified. It is Jesus that will be preached, and no other message. No other message will be preached. No end-time message will be preached. It is only this message. It is the same message that the church had in the beginning. It is the same message that the Jews had, and about 3,000 of them gave their life to Christ. It is the same message that Paul wrote about, that Peter wrote about, that John wrote about. It is still that same message that will be preached to the end of the world. Be on your guard. Don't let anyone deceive you. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, you can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.